News Radio KMAN, an extended version of K-Man's In Focus today. It's Lyle Butler Day in the city of Manhattan. And we've talked about that here on the radio, that yes, it's Lyle Butler Day here, but that is by official proclamation by the city of Manhattan as of Tuesday night. One of the things that, you know, and I have not met your successor, Jason Smith, as he was there at the chamber banquet the other day, but he talked about a number of things that were attractive to him. And one of the things that he talked about was, you know, he spent some time in Lincoln, Nebraska, and in Oklahoma, and he talked about how this is a city where the city and the university get along. And that's a tremendous statement from someone who probably really hasn't had the overall perspective that we here may have taken it for granted somewhat over the last few years.
Well, it's a very good point, and I have met with my successor, Jason, and he talks about the fact that, not that he was necessarily looking, but as the position became open, he had fellow chamber and economic development people call him and say to him, you know, you might want to consider looking at the Manhattan job, because some of the keys that you just mentioned is that this is a unique area when it comes to the city, the chamber, business community, the university, and Fort Riley working together. And each leader, as they have come into those positions, I came here when Dr. Weefall was the president of Kansas State. Very, very dedicated to working with the community and the business community. And following him, Dr. Schultz, and of course now our President Myers, all three of those have continued, and that's a priority. Each of the, I have to tell a story about Fort Riley, each of the commanding generals that have come to Fort Riley, they always talk about, and I've never lived next to a military installation until I moved to this area of the country. And I go to many, many events. And the first few years I was here, the commanding generals would always say that this is the best place in America to have a military installation because of the support, because we work together. I kind of thought, since, you know, people in the military know this, but the commanding general changes every 2 years here, I simply thought that when they left Fort Riley and they went to Fort Hood or they went to the next military, they said the same thing. And I found out that they don't. And so I think that's just a huge compliment to the citizens and the community in this region. And then you add the business community, and the chamber has worked, and the leadership at the chamber, the volunteer leadership, and the people that preceded me. We talked about Randy Martin a little earlier, and Dan Collantone, who was just before me. It was a commitment on their part, too, that they wanted to work together. You can get more done when you do work together. And Ron Fear, of course, I came here a few months after Ron Fear was made city manager. And he and I met during the first week, and it was important to both of us that we find ways to work together so we can get things done for the community. So this is unique. And it isn't just us saying it. There are a number of publications. There's a number of things that follow town-gown relations. And Manhattan and K-State have always, since probably Dr. Weefall came here, have been in the top five best town-gown relations in the country. And many times we've been rated number one over and over again. That says a lot, and it does make a difference. This is unique. I have had the good fortune in my tenure here of having universities and cities come to our community to talk to the mayor, to talk to the president of the university, to talk to the chamber director and say, how do you do it? And a lot of it is that the willingness to sit down and listen and communicate. And that continues today. And I'm confident that my successor will do the same.
We did speak with one of your colleagues at the Kansas State University who talks about the first impression that you made here in the land of the purple.
When he came, he went to K-State and he met with the president. And then he went around campus and met with each of the deans of our various colleges. And one of the things that he asked the deans was, have you ever worked with the chamber? And none of the deans said yes. All of the deans said, this is the first time that the chamber's ever cared about us.
And that's Kent Glasscock. And, you know, always to hear things from Kent is wonderful. And he also talks about some of the leadership style that came with Lyle Butler, along with your character.
The thing that people want most is to know that somebody else gives a damn about them. And many leaders don't really understand that dynamic and how a simple gesture of, I care about you, talk to me, can pay such handsome dividends over time. And that's what Lyle knew and discovered and built upon.
You know, you talk about the leadership aspect, you know, building those relationships, and the most important factor, listening. And that's worked well for you, and obviously the end result that we've seen here over the last several years in Manhattan is proof.
And you know where I learned that skill? Many years ago, when I was a young man, I grew up in New England, every summer went to the Maine coast, and my grandmother stayed in a place which was kind of like a bed and breakfast, and I had lost my grandfather. I was 13 years old, and I went with my grandmother and stayed 6 weeks with her in a place called Ocean Park, Maine. Maine does have wonderful, beautiful beaches, by the way. And most of the people that were staying at this bed and breakfast were my grandmother's age at that time, in their 60s and 70s. And I had a chance, probably unusual, instead of hanging around with 13-year-olds, I was hanging around with people who were in their 60s and 70s. And I remember this one gentleman very clearly. And I don't want to say I was a typical teenager, but sometimes I'd talk more than I'd listen. And I remember one time, in a very, very nice way, he said, Lyle, he said, I'd like to talk to you. He said, you're a bright young man. And he said, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. I said, what's that? He said, did several different little analogies, but the bottom line was, he said, you know, it's always better. I've learned, he was a very successful business person and had retired. And he said, I've always learned that first listen before you speak. And I've never forgotten that. And sometimes I've failed in that, but I try to continue to do that and have done that. And I remember very distinctly when I came to Manhattan and we had a press conference at the chamber offices, and the one of the reporters at that time, if I remember right, I think K-Man was there, and we went to a Q&A, and a reporter from the Manhattan Mercury said, so what's the first thing you're going to do as the new CEO of the Manhattan Chamber? And I said, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to my staff. I'm going to listen to the board of directors. I'm going to listen to the community and civic leaders, and I'm going to listen to the membership. I said, it is not right for me to come in from the outside and just say, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that, because I believe that the people of the community know what's best. And so that's what I did, and I still do that today. I learn from listening.
Speaking of the Manhattan Mercury, and this is a nice tie-in, and you likely are not aware of this at this point, but today there will be a cartoon on Lyle Butler. You are familiar with Jeff Chapman.
I am very familiar with Jeff.
And you are familiar with some of his cartoons.
Yes.
He has sent me this, and Jeff and I wanted to show this to you so that you could see this before.
Oh, my.
Yeah, before it comes in there.
This is pretty incredible. Wow. Cool. Nice.
And he's got a special gift for you, I understand, but it says, thank you for the Flint Hills. And it doesn't just include Manhattan. It's got signs in there for Junction City and Wamego and Fort Riley. And that's one of the great legacies, I think, that you will leave, is the bridge building that you have done. And, you know, you talk about the region reimagined. That's got to be just like a tremendous, significant contribution that you and your leadership have accomplished here.
When I came here 18 years ago, the board of directors said, we need to improve working as a region. And so I took that commitment serious. And every single day I think about how can we work as a region. And I think that if people can understand that when we work regionally, we get lots of things done. We're all connected in this day and age, not just by computers and cell phones, but we're connected and compete on a global basis. And when we work together, the successful communities and regions of the country that are economically successful are working together, not fighting each other. And so I will, as long as I am in Manhattan, I'm always going to promote that Junction City and Wamego and Riley County and Pottawatomie County, Gary County are important for the quality of life that we all like in this region and want to keep, and we're all connected. We have lots of people. I always tell people, go stand out by K-18 or Highway 24 and watch people coming and going during our morning, in quote, short rush hour and our afternoon rush hour. And yes, a lot of people are coming and going at Fort Riley. But a lot of people here work in Junction City and that live in Manhattan. A lot of Junction City people work in Manhattan. A lot of people in Wamego work in Manhattan. A lot of people in Manhattan work in Wamego and in other places in this region. We're connected. Let's work together. And there's many, many examples of success that have made that. And one of the biggest ones is Fort Riley. Fort Riley wouldn't be here today if it wasn't the region working together.
Absolutely.
And I still remember my wife and I attending that big event out in Junction City.
I was
over,
there, too.
4,000 people. I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about and that we could have fit more people in that wanted to come and support Fort Riley. And it wasn't just veterans, although they were there in great numbers. It was people like me that have not served in the military who appreciate and understand the importance of our military, and specifically Fort Riley and the Big Red One. A highlight that I won't forget.
We're going to take a break, and before you start the theme, I'm going to leave with this one comment that Jeff Chapman made on his cartoon. And it says, thank you for leading peacefully with honor. That's a great tribute right there. That's a great line. Back with more of Lyle Butler. It's Lyle Butler Day in Manhattan, and we have Lyle for the remainder of the hour here at News Radio KMAN. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lyle's extended family in just a couple of moments on News Radio KMAN.